This week in the Civil War, the demise of Stonewall Jackson after Chancellorsville forced Robert E. Lee to reorganize his Army of Northern Virginia. On Saturday, May 30, 1863, Lee authorized three new corps commanders, Generals R.S. Ewell, A.P. Hill, and James Longstreet. These would be the field commanders in command during Lee's second invasion of the American North, culminating in the Great Battle of Gettysburg. While General Jefferson Davis supported Lee's choices for the Army of Northern Virginia, Davis expressed doubts to Lee about Joseph Johnston, overall Confederate commander in Mississippi, noting to Lee that General Johnston did not, as you thought advisable, attack Grant promptly, and I fear the result is that which you have anticipated if time was given. Lee had earlier predicted Vicksburg's fall if Grant's forces were not promptly attacked. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.